Okay, today is Daf Tes. We're on Daf Ches Amid Beis, fourth line from the bottom. Boy minei Rami Bar Chama Merav Chista. Rami Bar Chama asked Rav Chista the following question: Not shtei yisedos b'shnei kos le'mavoi b'chutz. If somebody, the best way to explain this is just look at the picture. In the picture, if you notice, coming out of the walls of the Mavui are two pegs, right? Coming out of the walls of the Mavui are two pegs. The Korah is resting on those pegs. Not on the walls of the Mavui, but on the pegs. Thank you. Not on the, you see the picture? They all have the same picture, right? Not resting on the walls of the Mavui, rather resting on the pegs. So what's the story with that? So, V'niach Korah al gabei mahu, amalei. According to the one yesterday who matired, use under the Korah, now this is going to be usher. Why? So explains Rashi in the second to bottom line, where it says, L'divi hamatir usher. L'divi ha'usher mutter. Right? Yesterday, there was a machlokas whether you could use under the Korah. Whoever said yes will not allow the Korah to rest on pegs. Whoever said no will allow the Korah to rest on pegs. Why? So Rashi explains. L'divi ha'aser, l'hishtameh shtachas ha'korah b'chol mavot, ta'am ha'mishum chudah p'nim yor v'sosim. The reason was because we said that the inner portion of the inner portion of the Korah extended down. Right? I made like an imaginary wall. So you can't go under there because you can't breach the imaginary wall. Khan over here, l'shtamesh b'mavui hazeh, agav ha'chkorah she'en gai mavui, d'kivan d'chudo primi sosem, nimtas, stima z'chkorah d'vuku l'kasalim, b'stima ma'al yisahi. What's going on? If there's an imaginary wall that goes down from the innermost point of the Korah, then if the Korah is resting on pegs, what does that mean? That means the innermost point of the Korah is extending down and it's flush with the wall of the Mavli. If you hold that you can use the underneath Korah, why could you use underneath the Korah? Because the outermost point of the Korah has an imaginary wall. Then here, the outermost point of the Korah is not connected to the Mavli. Why? Because the space of the peg is in between. You understand? Understand that? Yeah. What?
What's different between that inside the car and the whole length of the car?
So the outer length, so the Korah itself is two tvachim fat.
So the
peg is two tvachim. And the outer length, the outer part of the Korah extends down.
Yeah.
That's not connected to the walls of the Mavui. You have the
space.
Because we said that yesterday. That's
what I'm saying.
So what you're really asking is, why don't we say Lavud? That's what you're really asking. It's not more than three tvachim away. Right? That's what you're really asking. Right? That's what you're really asking. Why don't we just say Lavud? Right? So who asked that question? Rashi. The truth is, the Gemara is going to ask this question. The Gemara is going to be busy with this. Why don't we say Lavud? Gemara is really going to ask it. Rashi just says in the bottom line, he says, V'hacha, look at the bottom line of Rashi, V'hacha, Lav mechitza mamish. It's not a real mechitza. The whole thing is made up. Not a real mechitza. Lahachshir hesik avir, shemikana mikana ayde Lavud. You can't make Lavud. The whole thing is made up. Right? Lavud's by real walls. That might say. So that's a Rashi answer. The truth is, the Gemara is really going to get this question. Okay, so that's the story. If it's resting on pegs, whoever held you can use under the Mavui, now it's a problem. Whoever holds you cannot use under the Mavui, this will be okay. This is like a little bit of what we learned this last week, that sometimes the Chumra turns into a Kula. Right? Sometimes the Chumra turns into a Kula. So imagine you're going to be, right? The Chumra was, you cannot use under the Navir, but if you have pegs, it's still a good Korah. And if you, right? Okay. Each day,
Rav. The pegs were lined up exactly with the wall of the mother. That would be.
What do you mean? They're lined up with the wall of the mother.
It's then resting. It rests on the wall of the mother. It's supported by.
So that you mean on top?
Yeah.
So that's going to get to that in a minute. So each day, Rav Adav Rav Asna LaRava. Rav Adav Rav Asna asks Rava the following question: what about Hoysakora Mishucha? What if the Korah was drawn? Oteluya, or hanging. Okay? What does that mean, if it was drawn or hanging? Pachos mishlosha, less than three tvachim. Ein tzarech lahavi korah acheres. You don't have to bring another korah. Why? Lavud. What does it mean, hanging or drawn? So, the picture that I have is, basically, there's a central post, like a T. A letter T, and the top part of the T doesn't reach the wall, the end of the mavui. There's gaps. Right?
Small gaps.
If it's less than three tvachim, we'll say lavud. If it's bigger, you have problems. Right? Now, what does it mean, meshucha or teluya? What does that mean? Two words to basically describe one case. The case of the T. Right? Anyway, if it's less than three, it's okay. Shlosha, but if it's greater than three, tzarech lahavi korah acheret. You have to bring another korah. Now, Rishirim Gamil Amar Pachas Me Arba Ein Tzarech Lavi Korah Acheret. Arba Tzarech Lavi Korah Acheret. Rishirim Gamil holds that lavud is not three tvachim, but rather it's four tvachim. So then he has four tvachim is the problem, and less than four tvachim it's not a problem. So that's a machlokas. Fine, it's a detail in this machlokas. Nobody agrees with the rule. Nobody disagrees with the rule. They just disagree with the details. Fine, very good. We didn't get to the question yet.
I have a question.
Yeah.
If the whole thing is Mishum Hekera, according to one man, why do we camp it exactly to the end? If it's 95%, if it's Mishum.
Well, that's what love it is. Love it means. Love it means. Because what's the cutoff? What if it's 75%? What if it's 74%? So the rule is it has to be 100%. Now, it's been 100%? No, we have love it. That's it. That's the rule. No, why? You can't. We always have that.
That's right. It's heaven. You see it.
What? So, by the way, that's. So there's. I hear that's so. That's why a lechi can have zero fatness. It can be as thin as you want. Why? Because when the Chacham decided, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Why does it have to be 100% the Korah and a lechi can be paper thin? I don't know. Anyway, what does it mean Meshucha and Tluya? So Gemara asked, "My lav Meshucha Michutz Utluya Mibifnim." Aren't they two separate cases? One's outside and one's inside. And what's the bottom question? And at the end of the day, even if it's outside, we're still going to say lavud. So don't you say lavud here? Why in our case don't we say lavud? Because it's pegs. Big deal. So the Gemara answer is lo. EDVD bifnim. They're both inside. Meshucha miruach achas. Vitaluya mishtei ruchos. One, in other words, the question. Rashi had a very important line. Rashi said, you can't say love it by when it's a fake wall. You can't say love it on a fake wall.
But this is not fake.
One second. You can only say love it on a real wall. Right? You can't say love it on a fake wall. So the Gemara says, fine. What about the case of Meshucha and Teluya? Now, if it's outside the Mavui, and we're going to extend it with love it, that's a fake wall. And yet, this Brisa is okay with that. So you see, we're extending, we're using love for fake wall. So the Gemara answers, no, it's not a fake wall. Because what Meshuch and Teluya means is, one case is like a T, where it's inside, so it's real walls. You have the top part, it's less than three tefachim away from the edge, that's real love. The other case is where you have one beam going across, resting on one wall, going across, and it doesn't reach the other wall, Yossi. It doesn't go 100%. It's less than three tefachim away. How is it not falling down? I don't know. But it's not falling down.
It's here, because it's
pegged in. Fine, good. It's pegged, bolted in. So it doesn't reach 100%. So do we say loved? Of course we say loved. Does it have to be, we say loved, have to be mamish, 100%? No, of course not. If it's within three tefachim, we say loved. The bottom line is, we're not saying loved in fake walls.
No virtual
loved, exactly. Now, what's the chiddush in that? No, look. Edvd mibifnim meshucha. Edvd mibifnim. Mishulcha meruach achas, tuluya mishtei ruchos. One is one, one is two. But in both cases, we're using real lavud, not fake lavud, not fake walls. Mal, I would have thought. Miruach achas amrinan lavud. Mishtei ruchos lo amrinan lavud. Right? Which in a sukkah is impossible. Because a sukkah, you can't have a tea for schach. Right? Could you have that? I don't think so.
No, but in the sukkah you could have like...
You could have one, you could...
Being loved on both sides.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Right. And the Chananim is right. You can have a cross beam, put the rest of the schach, and you can have loved on both sides. So I would have thought, who's loved on both sides? Who said that? Absolutely. Mishtei ruchos, lower mean and loved. Kamashal also would say loved in two. Also no problem. It's not a problem at all. Ravashi Amar. Ravashi says... Kigon, Ravashi Amar, Meshucha v'hi Teluya. It's both. It's Meshucha and Teluya at one time. How is it drawn and hanging at one time? So the answer is, Hechi Dami, how could that be possible? Kigon Shana'at, Shtei Yitzedot Akumos Al Shnei Kosley Mavui. Now, there's two ways this could be. What's the picture they have over there? Okay, like that. That's the right picture. Okay. Basically, you have a peg coming out. Picture is it? It's picture number 60 in the book. You have a peg coming out of the top of the wall, and the beam is resting on that peg. So there's two issues now. First of all, it's not resting on the wall. It's Teluya, and it's also Meshucha. Right? It's also drawn away. It's both. Can you have Teluya without Meshucha? Yeah, the case of Tuliyah Lamashuch is the first case they started off with just pegs. Just pegs. Pegs sticking out of the wall. There's another way you can have it. There's another way you can have it if you're here. You have, let's say you have an L-shaped peg coming out of the wall. It goes up, and it goes this way. It goes up, and it goes this way. And the beam is in that peg, in a groove. That's another way you could do it. All right, up and like this. I have a picture of that. Right? So anyway, what's the story with that? So in order, now, if you remove the pegs, if you remove these two pegs, what would happen? What would happen if you remove these two pegs? The korah would fall to the floor. Why? Because A, it's not wide enough to rest on top of the walls. It's not wide enough. B, it's not wide enough, first of all. And second of all, it's not wide enough. Right? It's simply not wide enough. So, but there are two principles here. There are two principles here to get it to be wide enough. Number one is lavud, so we have to make it wider. And number two, it's still not resting on top of the korah. So we have to pretend that it's resting on top of the korah. How are we going to do that? With another principle called chavut, which means pretend that it's resting on top. So there are two principles going on here. Got that? Right? You understand what the two principles are?
That's resting on the wall.
It's not resting on the wall. It's resting on peg. It's considered it's resting on the wall. And it's considered as if it extends all the way to the end of the wall. Both. Yeah, well, where else is it going to be? Yeah, where else is it going to be? So it doesn't have to be on the wall. It doesn't have to be. Can it be 1,000 feet away from the wall? Obviously not. So how far away can it be? I don't know. But it's very close over here. These pegs are not that big.
How is a T case different than this case? Why is that different?
Because it's not Teluya and Meshucha at one shot. That's all. That's the only difference.
It's
not Teluya.
Yeah, Teluya on the beam.
No, that's not what it means. It means it's Teluya on the walls. That's not both at one time. So it's not. So the Matisse is not. So over here, this is Rav Ashi's another way to explain. We had a question. The question was, what's Teluya and Meshucha? So we said, Teluya is a cross beam resting on a T, and Meshucha is the beam going across, not reaching the other end. Now, Rav Ashi says, it can really be one case. What's the case? Resting on pegs. If I remove the pegs, what's going to happen? By the way, in the first case, start off today's daf. What happens if I remove the pegs? Nothing happens. Just move the korah on top of the beam, on top of the walls. That's all you have to do. Here, if I remove the pegs, the korah will fall. Why? It's not wide enough. Therefore, says Rav Ashi, where am I? Kigon Shanot, two crooked pegs Al shnei kosli mavui, on top of the mavui, she'ein b'gvoin gimel, it's not three tvachim high, ve'ein b'akmu usayin gimel, and it's not three tvachim crooked. Therefore, ma'adatim, I would say, O lavud amrinan, O chavud amrinan, you could say one of these two principles, either lavud or chavud. Chavud means we imagine it's resting down. Here, even if I imagine the beam is resting down, it still won't rest on top of the korah. Why not? Because it's too narrow. Lavud v'chavud lo amrinan, but we won't say both of these principles at one shot. Kamash Malon, yes we will. Okay? Good. Tana Rab Zakai Kamei. Listen to this. Bein Lechayim. The area in between the Lechi. Again, it's only one Lechi. But they call it in plural because it's in the world of Lechi. Bein Lechayim. In between the Lechi. Because a Lechi doesn't have to have any width, but it could. So in that area, or v'tachas ha-korah, or underneath the korah, nidon ki karmelis, has the status of a karmelis. Meaning, you can't carry there. Okay? Has the status of a karmelis. That little area has the status of a karmelis. This is what Reb Zakkai told Reb Yochanan. Amalei, Reb Yochanan says back to him, puk tani libra. Go take that, go take that thought outside. That's not impressive. I don't agree with that. I don't hold from that.
The same as before, if the line is inside or outside of the korah.
No. Because here he's saying, no matter what, you can't use it. It's like a karmelis. No one holds it's okay. Before it was a machlokas. Some said yes, some said no. What was the reason? Do you make an imaginary wall over here? You make an imaginary wall over there. Now he's saying it's like a karmelis, no use at all. No use at all.
Directly underneath.
Or directly parallel to the lechi.
What does that mean, though, frankly? It's too tough. How do you carry
it? Right, so you have to stop there. If you're playing ball with the kids and the ball goes into that area, you can't get it. So Amar Baya. So Rabbi Yochanan told him to go basically to jump in the lake, right? Rabbi Yochanan told him. So Amar Baya, Mistabra Milsud Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan only meant to that he should jump in the lake only Takas HaKorah. Only regarding under a Korah. Avol bein lechayim aser, but between the lechi, Hitaka agrees it's aser. In other words, when Yochanan told him, I don't agree with you at all. I would hold it's mutter. You said it's like a karmelis? That's not true. Says Abaye, no, it is true regarding under a korah. Not by that. Then he holds it's Hitaka mutter. Under the korah is mutter, but by the lechi it's aser. What's the why the difference? Because the lechi doesn't have any width. Doesn't have to have any width. So what do you mean kineged the lechi? Sometimes there is no space. It could be paper thin. So that's, you're running into big Shabbos problems. You could potentially have big carrying problems. Then Rabbi Yochanan would agree to offer. Then Rabbi Yochanan would agree. Under the Korah, what's the chashash? Then he didn't agree with that. Rava Omar. We have Rabbi Zakkai said something to Rabbi Yochanan. Abaye qualified it. Rabbi Zakkai said something to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan argued. Abaya qualified the arguing, and a Rava argues on Abaya. Rava Amar, Bein Lechayim Nami Mutter. Even between the Lechi, it's also Mutter. Right? Which is what you would think. Rabbi Yochanan told Rabbi Zakkai to jump in the lake, and he meant by both, by the Korah and the Lechi. So Rava here is more Makel. Amar Rava Manami. How do I know I'm right? That even Kineged the Lechi, Rabbi Yochanan held its Mutter to carry. How do I know that? The Chiyasar of Dibi, Amar of Yochanan, Rav Dibi came and said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Makom She'ein Bo Arba Arba, Makom She'ein Bo Arba Al Arba, if an area doesn't have 4x4 Tvachim, right? Makom She'ein Bo Arba Al Arba Tvachim, if an area doesn't have 4x4 Tvachim, Mutter Levnei Rosh Hasharabim Ulevnei Rosh Hasyachid Lekasef Alav. Let's say you have, basically it's like a stump. A little stump in the street that doesn't have an area of 4x4 tvachim. So what is that area? It's a makom patur. So if that, you have a case like that, the bnei rosh hasharabim and bnei rosh hasyachid mutter l'bnei rosh hasharabim l'bnei rosh hasyachid l'katzef alav. You're walking down the street. You want to adjust your package. You can adjust your package on this area. Okay. Ubelvad shelo yachlifu. But you can't. Okay, I can't leave my package there. Then you take the package. That you can't do. You can't play shtick like that. But you want to just put it down there for a minute to adjust your load, it's not a problem. Now, I'll make the exchange, right? So you can't do that. So what do you see from here? Right? So too, says Rava. So it's like over here. You have this is a non-area. A non-area is mutter. So too, the area connected the lechi or connected the kora is basically a non-area. Basically a non-area. And it should be mutter. Rava makes a little bit of a jump like that. That's what Rava says. Right? Right. The point is, his point is, it's not a carmelis. That's what Rava's point. He told him it's a carmelis. Rava says it's not a carmelis. Rabbi Yochanan told him, jump in the lake. It's not a carmelis. How do I know? From this case.
Now, on the Korach, you have the principle of good astik and good achis that works.
Yeah, but you don't need that principle.
You don't.
No, because that means to close off the wall. I'm not closing anything off. It's just a hecker. Right? So the question is, can I carry underneath over here? So I said, why not? It's not a rishus. It's not its own rishus. So why not? Okay. Vabaya, exactly what Yossi just said, which was, Hasam bigvoa shlosha. Yeah, but in that case, this stump in the middle of the street is 3 tvachim tall. Therefore, it has its own status. Therefore, you can adjust your load. What do you mean over here? You're in the middle of the mavui. At the end of the mavui, so it's no looks no different than the previous part of the mavui. Just under the korah. Why is it its own area? That doesn't make any sense at all. Therefore, Abaye says it's a big difference if it's underneath the korah or side by side from the lechi. If it's underneath the korah, it's mutter. If it's against connected the lechi, then it's taka like a carmelis. Amar Abaye, Mano Amidla. How do we know I'm right? Amar Rav Chama Bar Guri, Amar Rav. Toch HaPesach, let's say you have a opening of the Mavui that has depth to it. You know, like in a, it's not just an open area. The opening has two sides, two stone walls that extend in. You have such a thing like that. So you know, like in these castles, right? So you have an entrance like that. You need another lechi. That's the Brisa says. You need another lechi. Right? Tzarech lechi achar. Need another lechi to carry in this mavui. Now, why can't those stone walls themselves be lechis? Why can't they themselves be lechis? But why not? Who said a lechi has any? How big can a lechi be? What's the maximum size of a lechi? So we never really learned that. Well, we did learn it. The maximum size of a lechi was 4 amos. So right, you can't have a lechi more than 4 amos. Why? Because it becomes its own wall. So big. So v'chi tema is. So you want to tell me the reason why you need another lechi is because this entranceway is a big fat entranceway that's 4 by 4 amos, so big, so it has not a lechi anymore, right? It leaves the status of lechi. Now it becomes mamash like its own mavo, its own wall. V'amar v'chana bar Rava amar Rav tocha pesach in this pesach afal pi she'ein bo dalal al balan. Tzarech lechi achal hatiro. You need another lechi. Okay? You need another lechi. So you need another lechi, says Abaya. What do you see from here? That it has its own status. And therefore, you can't carry in there.
What has its own status?
The area of where the lechi would be. In other words, even though this entrance, where's the entranceway? This entranceway doesn't have 4 amos. So why can't it be its own lechi? Why can't that be a lechi?
It doesn't matter. You continue with the same mavoi. So what's the difference? It's all one thing.
But you need a lechi.
That's the external.
You have one lechi.
So why can't the wall itself be a lechi? It's not such a fat wall.
A lechi, yeah.
No, you have to put another lechi. Why? Why can't the wall itself be? You want to tell me it's 4 by 4? So therefore it's too big? Not true. They said it wasn't 4 by 4. So why can't it be its own lechi? The answer is, you see from here. What do you see from here?
Why does it need another lechi again?
That's exactly the question.
No, but this is no discussion. Why is now you're starting this again?
Because Rabbi is trying to prove to you the fact that you can't use this wall as a lechi is proof that the space in between a lechi cannot be used. You hear that? That makes a lot of sense. The space in between the lechi can't be used. Now, if it's paper thin, there's nothing to use. Here it's nice and fat. How fat? It's not 4 amos fat. Don't worry about that. If it would be 4 amos fat, then nobody would have a shiloh with this case.
Wait, how
do you know? What? since it has, this area has depth to it, and I can play ball in here, yet I need another lechi, this area, it's the wall itself, is not the lechi. I need another lechi. What do I see from here? I see from here that this area has potential use. Therefore, I need another lechi to asser the potential use. What do you see? That the space in between a lechi is not mutter to carry. What? Because it could be a lechi. It's not that fat that it can't be a lechi.
Are you saying that it could be?
It could be a lechi, but we're not allowing it to be a lechi.
But then another lechi, but you need another lechi.
Correct. We need another lechi as a hecker. Yeah, it's a little bit difficult.
I guess you would say that even if there was another lechi, you still can't.
Exactly. Now, it's exactly what Abaye says. Even though you need another lechi. Why do you need another lechi? What's wrong with this lechi? The answer is only a wall. Maybe he holds it's not a good hecker because it's just a wall. You need another hecker. But Abaye says to me, you see from here that you can't carry, you can't play in this area where the lechi would be. Okay? That's what Abaye says. And for Rava, what's Rava going to say to all this? Rava held you can. So what's Rava going to say? Listen to Rava's answer. Hasam de pasuach le carmelis. That's all true if it opens up to a carmelis. That's why you need another lechi. Because this entranceway, this entranceway was next to a carmelis. Aval l'rashus harabim mai. What if this mavui entrance was next to a rashus harabim? What would be in halacha now? Shari would be mutter.
Why?
Now that makes no sense.
Right.
We'd be more machmir when a lechi, we'd be more machmir when a mavui goes into a carmelis, or goes out into a carmelis, as when a mavui goes out into a rosh hasharabim. When the mavui goes out into a rosh hasharabim, Rava says, I would not require another lechi. Nothing wrong with this lechi. It's a little fat. Nothing wrong with it. But if we're going into a carmelis, I agree, you need another lechi. Says the Gemara, Yatsiva ba'ara. The citizen is on the earth. The giora b'shmei shmaya. And the visitor, the ger, the convert, is up in the sky. In other words, it doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. Why are you being more machmer in a more makel case? And the Gemara answers exactly why. In yes, we are being more machmer. Matza min es mino v'neir, because this area is a carmelis. The area right outside this doorway is a carmelis. The area right inside is also a carmelis. Right, and they're going to aser each other. Look at Rashi. Rashi will say, v'neir, nishchazek al yedei mino, it's going to have strength from its own min, from its own source, v'neir mishnaso, and it's going to wake it up. What does that mean, it's going to wake it up? Shehaya b'tchila batel etel she'eno mino. Really, really, this area should be batel. Why should it be batel? Because it's part of the mavui. V'dugmasa b'b'choros, you have another example like that in b'choros, b'shabat l'v'chaz v'neir, Aval pasuach l'rishus harabim. But if the mavui goes into a rishus harabim, shelo ze mino, velo ze mino, batal mikanu lakan. It's batal. In other words, since I'm coming from a carmelis, and I'm walking into this area, and this area is really no different than a carmelis. So therefore, says Rava Amor Machmer, if the area goes from rishus harabim into this mavui, where there are apples and oranges, I don't have to be so machmer.
That's what Rava says. You hear that?
Okay. Amalei Rav Huna, Bereid Rav Yeshua, LaRava. V'alo tispura debein lechayim aser. Don't you agree that in between the lechi it's taka aser? Why? I'll show you a case like this. V'amar Rava bar Barachan Amar V'yochanan. Mavui sheratzifu belechayim. You have a mavui. And in the inner wall of the mavui, you have four lechis. A lechi, some space. A lechi, some space. A lechi, some space. Why you did that, I don't know, but you did it. So you have just like lechis fastened to the wall. Which lechi is the real lechi?
The outer one.
So, and by the way, pachos, pachos, midal. And they're all less than four tfachim away. Bono machlokas, or shirbeg on lil, or rabbono. It's a machlokas. Lirab shirbeg on lil, the amar min and lavud. According to Shimon, the holds from love up to four mishtamesh ad chudo hapnimi. Then where does the lechi begin? The inner one. Why? It's one fat lechi. So you can only carry up to the inner point. What do you see from here? You can't carry in between the lechi. Right? You can't carry opposite the lechi. It's one big huge lechi. Lirabanan. Banan, the Amri Lo Amrinan Lovid. They don't say Lovid here. Why? Because they're too far away from each other. You can carry to the outer one. Because only the outer one is the real Mavoy. It's the real Lechi. Everything else is nothing. What do you see? No matter who you hold like, the area in between the Lechi you can't use. No matter who you hold like, you can't use the area in between the Lechi. Says, whoever said this, Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua, said to Rava, how could you argue on this? Nobody, this is a Tanoim. Nobody argues on this. They both hold. And they have a detailed machlokas about Lovud. But no one holds he can't carry in between the Lechi. Avol Ben Lechayim, Kuli Amma Aser. Everyone holds his Aser. V'Rava, Rava's going to give you the same answer he gave before. Hasam Nami, Patsuach LeKarmelis. That's because that Mavoy opened up to a Karmelis. Avol Rishut Sarabim, Mai. But if it opened to Rishut Sarabim, it would be Shari, it would be Mutter. Yetziv of Arab, V'Gyar Rishmei Shmai. That makes no sense at all. You'd be more Macher by a Mekel case. The Gemara says, you're right, in Matzimin is Mino V'Neir. Because since they're the same Halacha, we have to be more Macher. Okay. Ravashi Omar. Ravashi says a new thing. A new case. A new way to explain the question. Again, what was the question? The question was, you see from here, between the Lechi, you cannot carry it all. How could Rava say you can? Ravashi Omar, Kigon, Shirat Svu Belechayim, Pachos Me'arba, B'meshech Arba Amos. It was less than four Tfachim, but it extended for four amos. Okay? Lirab Shurbing Amliel de Omar Amrin and Lovud. According to Rab Shurbing Lil says you can say Lovud less than four. What do you have? What is this? This becomes its own Mavoy now. Because it's four amos. Have a Mavli Mavoy. It's a Mavoy now. Vitzaruch Lechi Achel Hatiro. And you need another Lechi. Look at Rashi. The Rashi of Lurab Shimon. Lurab Shimon, the third big line over there. Yesh lovud pachos midalad. You have such a thing as love less than four. V'have lechad lechi. Therefore, it's one lechi. V'amrinu le'el, we learned that hey, dalad amos nidah mishum mavui. It has its own status as a mavui. V'yotza mitarat lechi. V'tzarech lechi acher lahatir. Mavui zesh, shebein lechayim. Avol milechi ha'pnimi ve'eilech, mihu, shari l'til tulei b'mavui. But... 1 second. Avol lemilechi apinimi ve'elech miu shayel suturei b'mavui de lahanu vaday nira lechi v'ovi of nido mishum lechi v'nitar bo mavui kach shamati. What did Rashi just say? Watch what he just said. Why did I underline it? I don't know. Anyway, getting back. Kutra of Shimon that says we say lavud by four. So all this is one fat lechi. It's four amos deep. It becomes its own mavui. It now needs another lechi. Lirabanan, the Amrina and Lo Amrina Lovud, Lo Tzarech Lechi Acher Lahatiro. We don't say you need another Lechi. Okay? How does it answer the question? How does it answer the question? That's a good question. How does it answer the question? I'm not sure. How does it answer the question? What does the article say?
Because I'm saying it's not. If it needs itself another Lechi, then you can't learn that.
Does that mean lechayim? Okay. Now, ulushir begamliel lehavi kinira michutz b'shavu b'bifnim. Now, 1 second. According to ulushir begamliel, this is a huge thing now. It's so hard. There's a concept of it's possible that you can only see the lechi from the outside, and it's possible that you can only see the lechi from the inside. How? If it's in a groove. So there are some times you can only see the lechi from the outside, but not from the inside. So now the Gemara is asking, why isn't this a case of nira mibachutz? You can see the lechi from the outside, vishava mibifnim, but on the inside it's flush. Right? And what's the problem with that? What's the problem with that? So let's bring a raya from here. That a lechi that's only nira from bachutz is taka lechi, which is going to be a discussion tomorrow. So the Gemara answers, well, midi hu taima el Rabbi Yochanan. This whole discussion started with Rabbi Yochanan, who told Rabbi Zakeh to jump in the lake. He hakiyasa raven amar Rabbi Yochanan nira mi bachutz v'shav v'bifnim eino nida mishum lechi. We know what he holds. He holds it's not a lechi. Okay, so that's not a kasha. Now we're going to discuss this case. Itmar. near me bifnim, v'shava mi b'chutz. If it's nearer mi bifnim, meaning bifnim, you could see the lechi, v'shava mi b'chutz. But if you're walking by, you won't notice it's a lechi. Why not? Because it's in a groove, and somehow you have to, it's sticking out in such a way, but you won't notice it. So nido mishum lechi, it's still a good lechi. Near mi b'chutz, v'shava mi bifnim. What about the other way around? Outside is a lechi, inside there's no lechi. So, Reb Chia, Reb Shimon bar Rebbe. Chad amar nidah mishum lechi, v'chad amar nidah mishum lechi. One says yeah, one says no. Tistayim, let's bring a raya. De Reb Chia hu de amar nidah mishum lechi. Let's say that Reb Chia is going to hold, it's taka good. Why? The Tani Reb Chia, koshel tzitzido echad kanas michavero. Let's say you have a kosel shetzido echad kanas michavero. Let's say you have a wall. The entrance of the Mavoi has an indented wall. Indented. Bein shenir mi b'chutz, v'shavim mi b'fnim. Bein shenir mi b'fnim, v'shavim mi b'chutz. Whether it's indented any direction, nido mishum lechi. It's all good lechi. What do you see? Tistayim. It's a good raya. Rabbi Yochanan, mi lo shmi leha. What is Rabbi Yochanan going to say to all this? The answer is, ela shmi le, he held from it. But lo savale, he heard it, he didn't hold from it. Rabbi Chia bar Nami, lo savale, also doesn't hold from it. Hi, Mai, what's going on? One second. Bishlam, Rabbi Yochanan, lo savale, mishum halotani le. Rabbi Yochanan didn't hold from it, therefore he didn't learn it. El Rabbi Chia, but Rabbi Chia is the one who authored all brises. If he didn't hold from it, Solomon the Mrs., why did he record it? You can say that about Rabbi Yochanan. You can't say that about Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia is going to record all brises. So he recorded a brise, he didn't hold from it? That's a little funny. That can't be right. Okay, now, we have 5 minutes to do this impossible Gemara. Amar Rabba Bar Barhuna, Nir mi b'chutz, v'shavim mi b'fnim, nido mishum lechi. If you can only notice it on the outside, but on the inside it's flush with the wall, you don't really see it. What's the story with such a lechi? It's a good lechi. Amar Rabba, Umotzvidon Ashmaitin. We had a kasha about that. We had a kasha about this case. What's the kasha? The kasha is like this. Chatzar Ketana Shenifrita L'Gdola. A small chatzar. You need a picture for this. Where's the picture?
Here. 67, 68. Now, are these lechis to begin with?
Yeah.
What do you mean? You
don't need this is not the picture. The chatzar Ketana goes to the chatzar Gdola?
This
one. No, the 69, the bottom one.
The
69.
Bottom one.
Oh, 69, okay.
The chatzar Ketana goes into a chatzar Gdola. The Chatzar Ketana is 10 amos, and the Chatzar Gedola is 11 amos. Has to be that way. We'll see in a minute. Chatzar Ketana, Shenifrita, the Chatzar Gedola, Muteris, Gedola, Muteris, Ketana, Asura. The Gedola is Mutter, the Ketana is Asur. Why is that? We said that yesterday, because the Ketana is considered an entranceway for the Gedola, but the Ketana has no reason to carry in there. There's no Erev. The Neshu, Kepitzcha, Shal Gedola. Now, the Im Isa, and if it's true, if what's true? If it's true that the lechi that's nearer b'chutz, but it's not nearer b'fnim, is a good lechi, then ketana nami tishtere. The ketana should also be mutter. Why should it also be mutter? B'nearer b'chutz, b'shavim mi b'fnim. Okay, what does that mean? Shnearer b'chutz, b'shavim mi b'fnim. Why?
Stick out a little bit.
No, that's the answer. The answer that they stick out. The question is as follows. If you're standing in the big one, looking at the little one, what do you see? You see walls. Why can't that be the lechi? The answer is going to be because they stick out too much. That's going to be the answer. You hear the question? Right, but a lechi could be anything. So why can't that wall be the lechi? What? Correct. So it is. So why can't it be? It's a 10 amma opening, going into an 11 amma opening. So there's one amma of space on both sides of the area. Those little blocks could be the lechi.
There is no mavui.
It's a chatzar. You hear what's going on? You have a 10 amma entranceway going into an 11 amma area. That means there's a half an amma on each side.
A recognizable piece.
From the inside, it's not recognizable at all. But from the outside, it certainly is. If you're holding it in a lechis on the outside, then why can't this be lechis? Two lechis. You hear that question? It's a brilliant question. So the Gemara answers, because the walls stick out. The walls stick out. They're not flush. They stick out. You have to see the picture. Right? So why can't it be? Meet history near Bechazar Bifnim. Amar Zera, Benichnas and Bekos Lakatana Ligdola. The walls stick out. So now the Gemara asks, we'll finish in a minute. Velema loved Vetishtri. So the walls stick out. Why can't, how much space is in between the end wall and this wall that sticks out? Three Tvachim. Why three Tvachim? Because there are six Tvachim in an Amma. There's a half an Amma here and half an Amma here. So why can't they just make loved? And then you have the Lechi, the Lechi's are back. You hear that question? So the Gemara answers, V'chi tam adufla getuva, if you don't tell me they're too far away from the wall, V'atani rabba adab baravim yishamed rabba chanina, kitana be'etzer gedola ba'achadazer. The little one's 10 and the big one's 11. There's only one amma of space in between, there's only one amma of space. If you assume it's three tvachim and three tvachim, why can't you say lavud? So the Gemara is going to answer, no, it's four tvachim on one side and two tvachim on the other side. It's not centered. It's four and two. Now, you can say lavud for one side, you can't say lavud for the other side, and for a chatzah, you need two lechis. So therefore, this doesn't work. And we'll continue tomorrow. So let me read it. Amar Rava Ravina, b'mufalagin apostol zeh, b'shnayim b'mufalagin zeh b'dalad. It's two and four. Since it's two and four, it's not straight, you run into a problem of lavud, you can't say lavud, and therefore you can only have two lechis. All right, we'll stop here. What? I'll show you the picture. I'll explain to you. All right, we'll stop here. We'll resume tomorrow.